You have 2 points in the paint. That's it. You're not shooting it well. Northwestern wants a double when it goes into the paint. I'm going to keep saying it until it goes there consistently because I think it's an advantage for Wisconsin right now is being able to get that ball inside when you start getting yourself going a little bit, especially when it's a little slow and sluggish. Build out there, then spray it out for your threes. They'll come. You're going to have more than enough time to be able to find that three-point shot. Because if you work it inside, what's going to happen? Even more than Northwestern already does. Northwestern, best team in the Big Ten as far as collapsing the paint.
Yes.
Best team in the Big Ten defensively. So that's a strength. They're already in there. If you start playing through the post a little bit more, they're going to get sucked in even more. Now all of a sudden your spray outs and your plays are going to be wide open.
Steven Kraut, the line. Badgers 4 out of 5 at the free throw line here so far. Northwestern has yet to get there. Crowell will shoot 2, and the first is on the way, and it's good. Angelo Cherovino, 6'6 freshman out of Chicago, Mount Carmel High School, on the floor for the Wildcats. Crowell with 4 early points. He's the one Badger to hit a 3 so far, and he has knocked down both free throws. Make it 14-11, Northwestern, 11:39 left in the first half.
Big Steve had a heck of a game against Butler in this building, and he's off to a great start right now.
Jordan Clayton on the left wing. It's off the screen, picked up by Xavier Amos on the switch. X on the floor for the first time. Now Martinelli against Klesman. Backing in Martinelli. Baseline left. Jukes inside, finds Nicholson. Bobbles, gathers, right block, 8 to shoot. Nicholson pass deflected. It's gathered by Clayton. Clayton off the Nicholson screen with 2 to shoot. With 1, pull up 10-footer. Partially blocked, shot clock violation. Good defensive work there for the Badgers, and they're back on offense.
Man, not just good, great. And not just good, great. There was a couple of deflections. There was a couple of drop-offs where all of a sudden there was bodies right away. So Northwestern couldn't go and shoot the basketball. That was a great defensive possession.
11:05 left in the half, 14-11 Northwestern. Klesman on the right side, flips to Amos, refeeds Max, high on the right, high screen crowd. Klesman turns the corner, baseline right, whips to Blackwell, open 3, left of the circle, book it. There you go, inside out, Blackwell sticks a triple. We're tied at 14.
It started with, you know, getting a touch of that paint. That was Max driving the ball because it was a side pick and roll. If you're Wisconsin, get back to the side pick and roll next possession offensively.
10:40 left in the half, tied at 14. Cherovino outside right, matched up with Jack Janicki. A throw to Berry, right corner, and he got fouled by Klesman, attempting a 3, so Ty Berry will shoot 3. Klesman the foul, his first.
You ready? Don't foul three-point shooter.
Uh-huh.
And I know what Max was doing, but because you don't stay connected on the shooter, all of a sudden you try to split that gap, now all of a sudden you're trailing, or you're playing from behind, and because of that, it puts you in a tough position, and that's where your fouls come. That's exactly what happened on that possession.
Berry hits the first free throw, 76.5% free throw shooter for a team like Northwestern that's not nearly as devoted to the three-point shot as Wisconsin. Berry is. Two-thirds of his shots are from the three-point line. Knocks down the second free throw. Badgers with a line change here. They got Winter back in, along with John Tanjay, Kamari McGee on the floor. Amos and Blackwell remain.
And when you look at Northwestern, and the way that they're able to, you know, their two-point attempts, they're fourth in Big Ten play.
Berry has hit the first 2 free throws, and he's good on all 3. 17-14 Northwestern. 10.5 minutes left in the first half. Here's McGee up the court for Wisconsin. Throws to Xavier Amos, a handoff to Blackwell. Gives it to Nolan Winter. Turns to Tanjay. Baseline left. Rise on Mullins in the lane. Goes up. Knocked away. Getting it back is Blackwell. Throws it up and in. And 1. Blackwell with the follow bucket, fouled in the process. Make it 17-16 Northwestern with 10:20 left in the first half. As they get the foul on Clayton, and that is his second.
And John is so, Blackwell is so good at finding ways to get 6 to 7 points a game. Mm-hmm. We're just like, how does he get, you know,
yeah,
you know, what is he doing? It's just offensive rebounds, steals, different things like that.
And he converts the free throw, tied at 17, 10:15 left in the half. Nicholson out high. He'll toss it to Mullins on the right wing. Mullins, left hand flip over to Ty Berry, outside left, shadowed by Blackwell. Using the screen from Nicholson, Berry loops it, tried to loop it inside to Nicholson, pass picked off by Winter. Up the floor is Kamari McGee to the line, down the lane, to the rim. Lost it as he went up. Goes out of bounds, and the officials will say last touch by Northwestern.
It's good. Yeah, it's going to be Wisconsin ball here, but finally we're starting to see a little bit of pace as well. Now, I thought the first 4 minutes, Wisconsin played with that. Kind of the last four got stuck into the way Northwestern wants to play. And you got to see Wisconsin start to push their pace a little bit more here.
Gilmore in for Amos. Here's McGee on the right wing. Brings it back out. Toss to Tanjay, right sideline in front of the Northwestern bench. Feeding Gilmore. Now Blackwell flips a three. Left side. Pop. In and out. No good. Gilmore the rebound. And he'll pull it back out to the right wing. Gilmore feeds Blackwell. Second chance here for Wisconsin. Blackwell leads it for Gilly. Fakes the three. Out to Blackwell. Feeds Winter. Turns to McGee. Left corner three. Got it. Quarter three, Kamari McGee, and the Badgers lead 20-17.
All is good, finally. Kamari, I mean, that's his spot. I mean, he's got to be shooting 80% for the quarter three.
Timeouts, Northwestern, as the Badgers grab the lead. Kamari hit a couple of triples on Saturday against Penn State. He loves those corner threes, especially the left side. And a 30-second timeout taken by the Wildcats. With 9:16 left in the half, Badgers lead 20-17. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. I want you to elaborate a little bit because you mentioned that it's starting to put, the pace is picking up, which is that's exactly what Wisconsin wants and what Northwestern dearly wants to avoid.
Absolutely. When you look at just the tempo at which both teams play, Northwestern, they're 16th in Big Ten. Wisconsin, they're 9th. Okay, so that's the first part of it. But with the lack of players due to injuries for Northwestern, this game cannot get up and down. The reason they've had so much success in what they've done is they've been able to control the pace. They've been able to make it a half-court game. With your Wisconsin, you've got to get stops. On stops, you've got to push the ball. When you push that ball, now all of a sudden you force Northwestern to play quicker than what they want to.
Replay on Nick Martinelli throwing to Nicholson at the top of the circle against Nolan Winter. A handoff to Clayton, and Nicholson just ran all over Kamari McGee. Nicholson the foul. That'll be his first. You know, sometimes you can sell the contact. You get hit by Nicholson, you don't have to sell
him.
He's
sell
a big
much.
Man.
There's no question about that.
Team control, non-shooting, 7 fouls against Northwestern. The Badgers just 3. We have 9:05 left in the half. So a potential storyline there with the Badgers' chance to get a lot of free throws. Here's Blackwell. Right lane line, driving to the cup, throws it up. Off the glass and rim, no good. Tipped up and in. That was Winter with the tip in. 22-17 Wisconsin. 8:50 left in the first half. Here's Jordan Clayton walking it through the center circle against Kamari McGee at the midcourt Big Ten tournament logo. Bounces right side for Martinelli against Carter Gilmore. Martinelli, left-hand dribble on the right wing. Starting to back on Gilly. Throws it out, Cherevino. Flips a three, and that's off the front rim. No good. Rebound, Nicholson back up. Missed the chippy. Tipped up Martinelli, no. Tipped again, yes. Either Martinelli or Nicholson. The bucket good for the Wildcats, 22-19, Wisconsin.
That's where Nolan just needs to be a little bit more physical.
8:18 left in the half. Kamari McGee. Out to Gilmore, tries a three, and it's short, no good. Rebound, Winter with the putback, low on the right.
If you give up an offensive rebound, go get an offensive rebound.
There you go. That last Northwestern bucket, by the way, credited to Nicholson. 8 minutes left in the half, 24-19 Wisconsin. Clayton at the edge of the center circle for the Wildcats. High screen, Martinelli. Clayton left of the lane, shadowed by McGee. Throws it out to Martinelli with Gilmore defending. Martinelli to the free throw line, pivots. Throws it back out to Mullen. Shakes left, moves right, runs it up off the glass and rim. No good. Rebound. Battled for. Still loose. Who's got it? Bodies on the floor. They get a tie-up. Held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin. It'll be Wisconsin ball when play continues. We're at the under 8 media timeout. The story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. And horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 7:38 left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Northwestern 19. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career and technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 7:38 left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Northwestern 19.
We talked about Max Klusman starting. What does that do? That moves Kamari McGee to the bench. Jordan Clayton for Northwestern, 5 quick points. All of a sudden, you look at what happened, get into the rotations a little bit. We've seen Kamari guard Jordan Clayton now, and it's really kind of shut him off, Clayton with 2 fouls. The other thing, having Kamari come off that bench, we've seen the pace. We've talked a lot about that today. Kamari naturally wants to play fast. That's his strength. So coming in with this second unit, it allows this team to play a little bit faster, play a little bit better, and that's what we're seeing. That's why you're seeing Wisconsin up 5. I think Kamari's giving them a great jolt.
He's out there right now. Clayton on the bench. Here's Klusman outside right. Throwing to Gilmore. Refeeds Max. There's Northwestern extending here. Klusman on the right wing. Max pass deflected. Went back to him. Now Crowell rotates to McGee. 10 of the shot clock. McGee top of the circle. He'll throw to Tanjay. Goes into Crowell. 5 to shoot. Crowell left of the lane. Back to the basket. Single coverage Nicholson. Backing his Crowell with 2. With 1. Goes up. Knocked away. Into the hands of Nick Martinelli. Here comes Martinelli. He'll weave to the front court. McGee picks him up, and then McGee is called for the foul. And that will be his first.
So that last one's a post touch. However, it's a post touch with about 5 to 6 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yep.
Not a strength for Steve. He's a guy that needs a process. If you're going to get that ball into the post, get it into him early so he can read that defense.
Mullins, sideline left, inbounds to K.J. Windham. 6'3 freshman out of right here in Indianapolis, Ben Davis High School. Mullins goes into Nicholson, wide open, easy money, slam dunk. Matthew Nicholson, he has 4. 24-21, Wisconsin, 6:48 left in the half. Carter Gilmore with a handoff to Tanjay. Here's John. Baseline right, they have him shadowed. Martinelli, Mullins the double, inside feed. Gilmore, one pump, pivots out to McGee. Flips a 3 left of the circle, back rim no good. Rebound to Cherevino of Northwestern. 6:30 left in the half, 24-21 Wisconsin. Badgers just 3 of 11 from the 3-point line so far. Martinelli hands off to Windham. Windham a rhythm dribble, he'll try a 3. In and out, no good. Klesmith gets the rebound for Wisconsin. Here comes Max up the right side of the front court. High screen, Crowell. Going to Tanjay now. John off the right wing in the lane. Pushed it up. Missed it. Tipped up. No. Rebound fought for. Crowell runs it down. Baseline right. Throws to Gilmore. A pass fake left. And the Badgers reset on a throw to Klusman, who loops it to Crowell. Baseline right. Skips it out to Gilmore. Whips it to McGee. Left corner. Amari against Nicholson, small versus a big, shot clock at five. McGee out to Gilmore, fakes the three to the line, down the lane to the rim, layup too strong, and a whistle inside with 0.4 of a second of the shot clock and a foul called. I think they're going to get Mullins here of Northwestern. So Gilly on the drive, and they get the foul on Justin Mullins. That's going to be his second, and Carter Gilmore will go to the line for two shots.
And you look at it now, Northwestern already with 8 personal fouls. And when you're not deep, to have 8 fouls is a big problem.
First free throw for Gilmore is too long, no good.
I also think it shows that Wisconsin's being aggressive.
Yes. Badgers 7 out of 9 at the foul line. Gilly missing the first free throw here. 5:46 left in the half, 24-21 Wisconsin. Second free throw for the senior, Heartland, Wisconsin. It's good, so a split for Gilmore. He'll come out. Xavier Amos back in. 25-21 Wisconsin with 5:46 left in the first half. Five on the floor. You got Blackwell back in there along with Amos, Tanjay Klesmet, and Stephen Crowell. K.J. Windham will bring it up for the Wildcats. Windham sets the floor for Northwestern. Throwing to Berry. They have him covered. Out to Windham, high on the right. Windham drifting to the top of the circle. Amos gets him on the switch. A bounce to Martinelli. He's with Blackwell at the free throw line. Backing as Martinelli turns. Up left hand, good. Nick Martinelli with 4. 25-23 Wisconsin. 5:20 left in the half.
Defensively for Wisconsin, they've got to be tighter knowing what Martinelli wants to get done there.
John Tanjay has yet to score. He's taken but 2 shots so far. Crow outside right. Hands off to Klesmet. Throws it back to Crowell. Goes off his hands. Tipped in the air. Turnover, Wisconsin. Here's Cherevino. Lead feed to Ty Berry high on the right. Another Wisconsin miscue. Berry on the right side. Bounces to Martinelli. Right of the lane. Backing on Blackwell. Turns. Goes up. Blocked, but a foul. And Nick Martinelli will shoot 2. And they're going to get this
John
foul
Blackwell.
On Blackwell.
Yeah, yep. They're going to get it on John. X came over, tried to get it, but one-on-one there. What happens? Both times, John is big. They've gone post-ups to Martinelli. John Blackwell's been on him both times. There has to be a tighter pack as 5. So that Martinelli seeing bodies. There's too much space.
Martinelli misses the first free throw. Blackwell with 2 fouls. He and Crowell are out. McGee and Winter back in. Luke Hunger subs in for Nicholson. Martinelli, a 73% free throw shooter. I mentioned he can be very unorthodox but effective. The free throws are jump shots. He missed the first, he made the second, and it's 25-24 Wisconsin. 4:52 left in the first half. Here's Klesmet against Cherevino. Max left wing throwing to Amos. Reverse it to Winter, flips to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay darts a pass to Amos. Xavier. Left of the lane. Now in the paint. Goes up right hand. Back rim no good. Luke Hunger the rebound for Northwestern. And the Wildcats with a chance to take the lead. Badgers have not hit a bucket in 3.5 minutes. Nick Martinelli. Pull up foul line jumper. Left it short. Rebound loose. Gathered by McGee. Sprints out of there. Cherevino is back. Kamari drives down the lane. Goes up. Got it. It counts and a foul. Oh, what a burst from Kamari McGee. He has himself an and one.
That was just like you on the treadmill this morning. I tell you, I mean, you were sprinting on that thing.
Sure. That's my story. We'll stick to it.
I'm telling you, I mean, we said it earlier that Kamari wants to play fast.
Yes.
I mean, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, there was a loose ball that he took off from down by the block, got it, went in transition, scores the basket, and then has a chance for an and one here.
And he missed the free throw. Hunger the rebound. He goes to the floor, gives off to Cherevino. Cherevino called for that last foul, by the way. 27-24 Wisconsin.
But Wisconsin needed that bucket desperately. By Kamari.
4:10 left of the first half. Windham off the Martinelli screen. Turns, drives the lane, goes up, knocked away. Foul called. And K.J. Windham will go to the free throw line. And so I think they're going to get Nolan Winter. Let's see. It is on Nolan Winter. That'll be his first. Team foul number 6. K.J. Windham, 22 of 28 this season at the free throw line.
Yeah, I just think it's right now defensively for Wisconsin, they're starting to get spread out a little bit. And I know I've said that the last couple possessions, but even in that axe right there, that was just a high pick and roll, and Windham's able to turn that corner too easily.
Hits the first free throw. He averages about 5.5 points a game. Had a big game at the end of February against Iowa. 20 points against the Hawkeyes, hitting 4 threes in that game. Second free throw for Windham is good. 27-26 Wisconsin with 4:05 left in the first half. McGee to the front court for Wisconsin. Going to Carter Gilmore between the arcs. Leads it for Tanjay. John to the line. John goes to the cup and rips it down with the right hand for his first points of the game. First field goal of the game for John Tanjay.
It was a great clear out by Carter Gilmore, too.
Here's Windham. Badgers lead 29-26. Windham left foul line extended. His first points of the day for Tanjay. Very loud with that right hand hammer. Hunger goes in. Martinelli low on the right. Pushed it up and in with the left hand. Back to a 1-point lead for Wisconsin. 29-28. 3:25 left in the half. Carter Gilmore hands off to Tanjay. Driving again. Baseline right. Splits two defenders. Throws it up. Missed, but a foul. Tanjay in a full-on attack mode. Ty Berry a little slow to get up. He's grimacing as we'll have the under four media timeout. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 3 minutes, 19 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 29, Northwestern 28. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Fans, don't miss your chance to preview the 2025 Badger football season and meet the team, all a part of the Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase presented by UW Credit Union, set for Saturday, April 19th. And on to uwbadgers.com for all of your ticket information. 3 minutes, 19 seconds left in the first half. Wisconsin 29, Northwestern 28. Free throws coming up here for Wisconsin when play resumes.
Yeah, second chance points for Wisconsin, 13 of them. That's really where they've kind of been able to carve it out. 7 offensive rebounds. I know Northwestern, we talked about how that was going to be important for Northwestern. Well, to have two more offensive rebounds than Northwestern is a really big deal. Then obviously you look at where Northwestern is with 10 fouls as well.
Mm-hmm. John Tanjay bound and determined to get going. And how you do that, you attack the rim. And we have seen him do that multiple times here in the last 2 or 3 minutes, once ending in an impressive right-hand dunk. So the Badgers come out with Tanjay, Janicki, McGee, Gilmore, and Winter. Northwestern has Windham, Mullins, Martinelli, Berry, and Luke Hunger. John Tanjay, 6.5 free throw attempts per game on average. He had 27 points in that first game against the Wildcats and had a lot to do with keeping the Badgers in the game in the first half, went on one of those big personal scoring runs. 13-7 against Penn State on Saturday. First team all Big Ten member Tanjay good with the first free throw. Getting some All-American recognition as well, and deservedly so.
I think defensively right now, his last 3-19 for Wisconsin, you can really kind of start to put a clamp on Northwestern if you play as five. At times they've got separated. Guard as five. Locate Ty Berry. Locate Martinelli. Make sure they don't get any easy action. Make hunger beat you. Make you know, Mullins be a guy that's going to shoot the ball.
John makes both free throws. Badgers lead by three. 3:08 left in the half. Luke Hunger, top of the circle. He'll throw it to Windham high on the right with 12 to shoot. Windham at the top, rocking the dribble. And a long two is on the way, and good for K.J. Windham just inside the three-point line. 31-30, Wisconsin with 2:50 left in the half.
Really good offense. Pretty good defensive set there for Wisconsin.
Nolan Winter outside left against Martinelli. A bounce for Tanjay. He's with Berry. Now Martinelli picks him up. Bounce pass Crowell. And getting tied up was Winter. A pass from Crowell whistled out of bounds because Winter got tied up by Ty Berry. And that's going to be his first. And the Badgers in the double bonus. So Nolan Winter will shoot two. 2:39 left in the half. 31-30, Wisconsin leading Northwestern. Winter with 6 points, three rebounds. He's 2 of 2 at the foul line so far. First free throw is good. Nicholson back in for Hunger. Athletic trainer Brent Newhart attending to Carter Gilmore right now. Looks like the right hand they're taking a look at. Winter hit the first free throw, and he is good with the second. 33-30, Wisconsin with 2:39 left of the break. And here's K.J. Windham for Northwestern. Windham outside right. Janicki defends. High screen Martinelli, and now it's Winter getting Windham on the switch. A bounce to Martinelli against Janicki. Pivots right of the lane. Hooks a pass, Windham. Tap pass Mullins. Three in the air, left corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. McGee runs it down for Wisconsin.
Good defense.
Kamari up the left side line to the front court. Bounces to Crowell, left of the lane. 2:13 left of the break. Badgers up three. Winter high on the right. Nolan a couple of dribbles. Hands off to McGee. Whips it back to Nolan. Low on the right to the rim. Up and in off the glass.
Yet another side pick and roll where they took advantage of it. I'm telling you, if they go back to that action, they've had a lot of success against Northwestern's defense.
35-30, Wisconsin. 1:50 left in the half. K.J. Windham outside left, throwing to Martinelli. Right lane line, up left hand, back iron, no. Rebound, Tanjay for Wisconsin. One and out for the Wildcats. And here comes Jack Janicki, the redshirt freshman out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Throwing to Winter high on the right. Loops it inside. Crowell will catch. Double team. Refeeds. Winter goes through him. Janicki diving for it, trying to keep it alive. Northwestern comes up with a turnover. Wisconsin with a minute 25 left in the half. And here's K.J. Windham setting the floor, top of the circle. Bobbled the dribble, recovers, throws to Berry out near the mid-stripe. Loops it to Nicholson, left of the circle. 12 to shoot, 1:12 to play in the half. Nicholson for Mullins. Mullins driving left lane line, cut off by Tanjay. 5 to shoot, Windham between the arcs. Martinelli the high screen. As Windham leaning in, he walked with a ball.
Yes,
shot clock was winding down, trying to make something happen, but Northwestern turns it over. With 1 minute left in the half, Badgers lead 35-30. Here comes Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. Been tight throughout this first half. Crowell left of the circle. Hands off to Tanjay to the line. Down the lane. Runs it out to McGee. Right corner three. Off the rim. No good. Martinelli the rebound. Down to 45 seconds left in the half. And Windham will walk it up for the Wildcats. 35-30 Wisconsin. Windham to the front court. 35 to play. 16 to shoot. Late in the first half in Indianapolis, Windham driving in the lane, kicks it. Mullins fakes the three left corner, working against Tanjay. Mullins in the lane, right lane line, pushed it up. Glass and rim, no good. Crowell tips to Tanjay. Down to 20 seconds left in the half. They've got the use it or lose it timeout if they want it. And Greg Gard says, spread the floor. Tanjay with it with 13 seconds left in the half.
Just a flat action here, yep.
Yep, 1-4 flat, down to 8 seconds left in the half. Tanjay against Martinelli. Good on good. Tanjay with four, with three. Tanjay pivots, fades, flips. Got it! Tanjay at the buzzer. And the lead is 7 for the Badgers at the half.
That's what they've gone to. End of clock, 1-4 flat. When you've got John Tanjay and John Blackwell, you can do that every once in a while.
That's a big-time matchup right there, Tanjay and Martinelli. And the Badgers have a 7-point lead, their longest of the game, as we hit halftime in Indianapolis. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. Halfway through in Indy, Wisconsin 37, Northwestern 30. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
John Tanje hits a fadeaway at the buzzer. Wisconsin leads Northwestern at the half 37-30. Nolan Winter with 10 points pacing Wisconsin. Nick Martinelli with 9 leading the way for the Northwestern Wildcats. We're at the half, Wisconsin 37, Northwestern 30. Coming up, Butch and I will have our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin.
Crawford for WI.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation as Butchie rejoins Brian. This Big Ten tournament, everybody plays to win it. The routine is different, neutral site. Did it in any way in your time prepare you for the NCAA tournament to follow?
Absolutely it does, because like you said, the routine's different, the environment's different, but it gets you excited because you've gotten through Big Ten play, and that's, of course, all the same. The routine's the same, everything's the same. And then all of a sudden you get to Indianapolis, Chicago, wherever it was, and now all of a sudden you get different fans. You see it. Your routine is different. So it prepared you for that. It also gets you into the mindset, and I think this is the most important thing. It gets you into the mindset of, we have to win. They're like, if you don't win, you're going home. Bottom line. And I think that's the biggest change. As much as routines, they've been playing basketball since they've been kids. Yes, there's some truth to it. I was a big routine guy. I think the more that I played professionally, I got out of my routine because I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, you got to perform, yeah. Right? So I think that was one of the things that I took away was the importance of every minute, of every play, of every second. Because if you don't win it, you're on a plane home.
Yep. We'll have more of our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with our halftime conversation with Brian Butch. We talk a lot about the bigger event is next week, but yet you guys are all competitors. I've talked with Max about it and others. In the moment, if you're here, you might as well win in advance, right?
Well, when I played, that's what it was. I mean, we got to the championship game 3 of the 4, 4 of the 5 when I redshirted. It was always important. Why? Because we wanted to let everybody know, even though you might have got us in the regular season, we're going to get you here. Like, we wanted to make sure, especially the senior year, we didn't want to let any, no doubt, we wanted to let everybody know we were the best team in the regular season. And we were going to be the best team in the postseason as well. And I think that having that pride was so important. And it gets that carryover. Because, again, you want to make sure everyone knows how good you were in the league.
It's really interesting. Through the years, some of the better Badger basketball games I've seen have been in the Big Ten tournament. Buzzer beaters, great comeback. Butchie's team in 08 against Michigan State. The overtime game against Michigan State 10 years ago. There have been a lot of classic games. Let's see what happens this time around. Our halftime coverage will continue. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Report Total Sales.
Wisconsin leads Northwestern at the half, 37-30. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Badgers 39% for the field, 11-28, just 3 of 12 from the arc, but 12 of 15 at the foul line. Northwestern also 11-28 for the field, 2 of 8 from 3, 6 of 7 at the foul line. Badgers a plus 3 on the glass, but a big stat, second chance points. Wisconsin with a huge edge there at 13-2. Over Northwestern. Nolan Winter with 10 points. John Tanjay with 6. Likewise for John Blackwell in the first half. Nick Martinelli pacing Northwestern. He has 9. Ty Berry has 8. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the break, Wisconsin 37, Northwestern 30. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
We get ready for the second half at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Wisconsin 37, Northwestern 30. It's been tight throughout. That Tanjay fadeaway at the Porn has given Wisconsin its biggest lead of the game. Northwestern led by as many as 5 early on. We always say this, I guess, particularly in a game like this. You want to see both teams, how they come out these first 4 or 5 minutes, don't you?
Well, especially I think when you look at this group in Wisconsin, you know, the ability to kind of get yourself some separation is going to be huge. Northwestern, they're a team that they're not built for great comebacks, just based on the way that they've played, the way they want to slow it down. And I think if you're able to get this to double digits, you feel pretty confident knowing that, hey, you still have to do some things, but they're not that – in Northwestern, they're not that quick, explosive offense.
Night session games here in Indy. You've got Iowa and Illinois. That game will tip at about 5:30 Central time, and then the late game USC against Purdue. Earlier today, Oregon knocked out Indiana. So the Ducks will play Michigan State in the first quarterfinal game tomorrow. UCLA awaits the winner of this matchup, Wisconsin and Northwestern. Tip time approximate at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 Central time. Difference right now in terms of the scoreboard, but the Badgers with this lead, it's been at the free throw line. Wisconsin 12 of 15, Northwestern 6 out of 7. Badgers with 3 made threes, just 3 for 12. Crowd got them started early, and then they went cold. 3 for 12, Northwestern 2 out of 8. But Wisconsin is a team that relies on the 3, the highest percentage of points off the 3 in the Big Ten, the lowest of 2s. Northwestern, a much different story. They rely, they're good with mid-range games, even long 2s, and it's served them pretty well at times.
Well, I think when you look at Wisconsin, yes, they have a 7-point lead, but it was very tight at times in that first half. It's because they let Ty Berry get going. He's 2 of 4. And Nick Martinelli's 4 of 7. You'd love to, for Nick Martinelli to finish, you know, 6 of 15, where it's really difficult. And you look at Ty Berry getting very comfortable, trying to get those two guys uncomfortable. And I talked about it in that first half. See if Mullins can beat you. See if Windham can beat you. See if Hunger can score. Like, those are the guys that you want with the ball in their hand. Try to force them to make some kind of play.
Yeah, that first matchup in Evanston, Martinelli was 6 of 18. On the field. He had 15 points, but they made him. They did make him run forward in that game. Northwestern will get the first possession of the second half. We'll be moving to our left with the Badgers leading 37-30. And here we go. Jordan Clayton up the floor for the Wildcats. Played 11 minutes, seated in the first half, had a couple of fouls. Now it's Nicholson left of the circle. Crowell defends, a handoff to Martinelli. At the top, Crowell picks him up. Martinelli with a bounce for Clayton. 14 to shoot. Clayton, left lane line. Left line extended. Throwing out to Martinelli. Right of the paint. Drives, pushed it up. Missed, but a foul. Nick Martinelli with the drive, and he'll earn a couple of free throws.
And I just got done saying you want to try to have somebody else beat you. And what was that? That was a straight line drive. Mm-hmm. There's got to be more bodies for him not to want to put his head down and go and make a play.
They get Nolan Winsor for the foul. That's his second. And Martinelli with 9 first half points, was 1 of 2 at the foul line, and he is good with the first free throw. He's one of those guys who will, he'll leave his feet at the free throw line. Whatever works. He's 73% at the line this season. Second free throw danced in for him, so give him 11. 37-32, Wisconsin opening minute of the second half. Badgers moving to our right. Blackwell against Clayton, throwing a Winter high on the left to feed for Klesman. Martinelli picks him up. Now Blackwell out high. Shuffles to his left. Now moves back to his right. Bumped by Clayton. They'll play on, and now they won't because Clayton bumped him again. The foul is called, and that is 3 on Jordan Clayton.
I'll be honest, I didn't see a lot there. Nope. I mean, I know there was bumps, but kind of surprised that. And it's a big help to Wisconsin. Jordan Clayton's been really good.
K.J. Windham will check back in for Clayton. Windham has 2 fouls. Tanjay sideline right, inbounding to Blackwell. John working between the arcs, drifting to the left side. Now he'll walk it back out front. Shot clock is at 10. Blackwell bouncing to Crowell, top of the arc. Dribbles to his right, leads it for Tanjay. John to the line, Dorch to Nolan Winter. Back to Tanjay, step back 3 straight away. Is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell runs it down the right corner. He'll throw it out to Klesman, fakes the 3. Max driving in the lane, pushed it up and in. Klesman on the drive, he has 6. The lead back to 7 for Wisconsin.
Great offensive rebound there. Long offense rebound gets Wisconsin an extra possession.
A minute 15 gone, second half. 39-32 Wisconsin. Martinelli throwing to Nicholson. More second chance points for Wisconsin. 15 of them so far in this game. Vic Martinelli against Steven Crow. They isolate him. Martinelli left of the lane, crosses over, left elbow fadeaway, short rebound. Tanjay for Wisconsin. Outlet to Blackwell. Up the floor comes the sophomore guard. Honorable mention, all Big Ten. Winter darts it inside to Crow, and an offensive foul on Crow. Ooh, clearing space. He and Martinelli getting tangled, and they get Crow for the foul, and that's going to be his first.
I'm sorry, I don't agree. If it's there, it's the first one. It's the contact through it all the way.
Guess they thinking he extended that right arm, I guess. But boy,
there's contact all before that. It's a big.
Here's Northwestern back on offense. Martinelli right side three on the way is off the left side iron, no good. Mullins diving to the floor, comes up with it. Ball is loose. Now Tanjay has it for Wisconsin. Here comes John quickly up the floor, right of the lane. One pump low on the right, up, got it. Tanjay takes care of it himself. 41-32 Wisconsin. 2:10 gone by second half. A.J. Windham to the front court. Carter Gilmore will check in next whistle. Nicholson high on the right, feeds Windham on the right side. Windham shakes off the Nicholson screen, leans in, foul line, good.
He's gotten so much better.
He has.
I mean, he really has. It's been kind of fun to watch.
41-34 Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes into the second half. Nolan Winter out high for the Badgers. He'll leave it for Tanja. Drifting back, snaps off a three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound, Ty Berry for Northwestern. Here come the Wildcats, down seven. Berry, left foul line extended, runs it out the Windham. Long three, right side. Back rim, no good. Rebound, Winter tips, gathered by Crow. 17:05 to play, 41-34 Wisconsin. Lesman throwing to Crow high on the left. He'll toss to Blackwell, curls off the left wing. John bounces Tanjay. Now at the mat, flips a three right side. Bangs off the rim, no good. Nicholson the rebound for Northwestern. Badgers remain cold from the three-point line. That's been a story here in recent games. Windham high on the right, throwing to Martinelli. He'll flip to Mullins off the left wing. Whips it to Windham, digs it out right corner. Thought about it, turned it down. And he'll drift back outside with 10 on the shot clock. Badgers lead by 7 with 16.5 minutes to play. And Windham with a bad pass wanted Martinelli. It's picked off by Tanjay. And now here's Klesman up the floor for Wisconsin. Loops it into Winter. It goes off his hands, but he was fouled by Mullins of Northwestern. And that's going to be his third foul.
And that, I didn't think there was as much there as the offensive foul that was called on Big Steve. But because I really thought it, realistically it was a bad passing angle by Max Klesman. You can't make that straight line pass into the post when a big is engaged. It's too tough. Wisconsin gets a little bit of a good whistle there.
Blackwell will inbound. Janicki back in for Wisconsin, as well as Gilmore. Inbounds pass to Tanjay, shadowed by Martinelli. Now Janicki on the left wing. Janicki will toss to Winter high on the right, flips to Blackwell. Blackwell with 14 to shoot, driving baseline right. Blackwell to the cup, and the layup is good. Strong take from Blackwell. 43-34 Wisconsin, about 4 minutes into the second half.
You just feel like Wisconsin's on the verge here of breaking this thing open if they can string together a couple of stops.
A.J. Windham retreats to the center circle, throwing to Nicholson, hands it back to Windham. Off the Nicholson screen, a Windham right elbow jumper, short, rebound. Nicholson for Northwestern, whips it to Berry, fakes the three. Good close from Janicki. Going into Martinelli, low on the left, flips it up, around and out, no good. Nolan Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. And here comes Blackwell, lead feed, Gilmore catching low on the left, goes up, fouled by Martinelli, who he and Gilmore collide. Gilmore not pleased. Badgers players getting up off their bench, and Sharif Chambliss still showing cat-like quickness. Gets out there to keep everybody back. And it's a good time for immediate timeout. That's where we are. The under 16 media timeout. And everybody will cool off a little bit. There might be a review here, but we'll get you caught up when we return. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. We'll sort it all out. 15:36 remaining, Wisconsin 43, Northwestern 34. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is seeking to hire licensed psychologists and other mental health clinicians looking for a rewarding career providing vital mental health services to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Seconds left in the game. Wisconsin leads Northwestern 43-34. Nick Martinelli assessed a personal foul. They went to the monitor. Nice Klesman, who was on the bench, popped off the bench there, and I think that's what they were taking a look at.
That's exactly what they were taking a look at, because when Max came off the bench, he even looked at it and he said, hey, no, it was the under 16. I was going to get everybody. And thankfully, there was a timeout there. I don't think they're going to do anything here. I think this is just going to be
Yeah, they made the announcement. Chris Collins with a look in his face like he's not real happy with what he heard. He hasn't been happy about much. Their hotel room air conditioning was out here in Indy, and their rooms were pretty hot. So he talked about that in the post game, and he's had some games, quite honestly, where they have had a bad whistle this season that has cost them dearly.
And
Martinelli goes over to, he and Gilmore, they're fine. They get a flagrant, looks like, here on Nick Martinelli, if that's the case, I thought it was a hard foul. Now the official's going back over to the scorer's table. And they had Gilly by himself at the free throw line. Butchie, I didn't see anything there flagrant, did
no,
you?
No, not at all.
Unless it was the play where he walked on him.
They might have the after the play where he's kind of standing over the top of him. I'll be honest, didn't think there was a whole lot there.
No. I mean, this is where, again, as officials, you're trying to go to the letter of the law. While they sort this out, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So everything sorts out here as Carter Gilmore is at the free throw line, and he is no good with the first free throw. The foul on Martinelli, his second, and now the officials bringing over the other nine players saying, that's enough, guys, I guess.
I've never seen that, no. Matt. I'll be honest, as long as I've played the game, I've never seen the official bring everybody over nine guys when another guy's been at the free throw line.
And the second free throw is good. He splits it. And now the Badgers will have the ball. So at the point of interruption, Wisconsin will have an extended possession. 44-34, Wisconsin with 15:36 left in the game. And now Blackwell baseline left will inbound. Inbounds pass to Steven Crowell, throwing to Carter Gilmore, high on the left against Martinelli, and a whistle, and a foul is called. They're going to get, I think, K.J. Windham. You're right. I mean, these guys, the teams came out of the huddle, and they're like, you're good. Everything seemed to be fine, but like,
I've never seen that.
It's three fouls on Windham. As we play on, Blackwell baseline left. He'll float it out to Steven Crowell. Nicholson defends. 15:30 remaining, 44-34 Wisconsin. Blackwell feeds Gilmore. He'll toss it to Janicki. Finds Carter right of the lane. Darcetanje, open look, left corner. Off the rim, no good. Barry the rebound.
He just needs one to drop.
He does.
He just needs one to drop.
He came in 8 of 34 from 3 over the last 5 games. He is 0 for 3 today as John Tanje. Here's Barry, open three straight away. That's no good. Tanje gets the rebound. 15 minutes to play. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. 44-34. Blackwell off the Crowell screen. Takes it off the left wing. A shot fake. And now they'll get an offensive foul here against Wisconsin. They get Steven Crowell for his second. Maybe what the officials were telling these guys, you breathe on somebody, we're going to blow the whistle.
Well, and I don't have a problem. Like I said, I just haven't seen it. I don't have a problem with bringing another 9 guys together because, again, this is a big moment for everybody. Playing in the Big Ten tournament, like, that's a big deal. So throwing kids out, doing those sorts of things aren't needed. So you bring them together, you talk to them. Just I've never seen it. That's all. I don't have a problem with it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Stay around long enough, you see about everything. That was new. Here's Angelo Cherevino, 14:40 to play. Badgers lead 44-34. Over Northwestern, Windham lobs it inside, broken up, ball loose, and it's snapped up by John Tanje. On the push, accelerates up the right sideline. He gets fouled by Cherevino. That'll be his third, and Northwestern racking up the fouls here with 14:32 to play. It is 44-34, Wisconsin. 5 team fouls on the Wildcats.
Yeah, it's... Like you said, racking up the fouls is right.
Inbounds pass, Kamari McGee.